Conflict between rebels and the Libyan government has reached a stalemate by most observer standards. But over this week, NATO has intensified bombings day and night in Tripoli, the country's capital, and at Muammar Gaddafi's stronghold. And NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen has declared that Gaddafi's days are numbered, even as the Libyan leader himself repeated he's not going anywhere. Dirk van der Walle is a professor of government at Dartmouth College and an expert on Libya. He joins us from the campus in Hanover, New Hampshire. Professor van der Walle, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
It's a stalemate?
I think it is indeed a stalemate. It is quite clear that the rebels themselves in the eastern part of Libya simply don't have the capability of really conquering the rest of the country. And so the stalemate is even more acute, in part because the international coalition, that is NATO, in effect has become now the arbiter of whether or not this remains a stalemate or whether or not Gaddafi gets deposed.
What about the initial premise to protect civilians? Has that been met?
It has, of course, been met to a certain extent, but the problem has been that, remember at the very beginning of this, that President Obama warned us against mission creep, and that is exactly what has happened, because it's gone far beyond simply protecting individuals. It is now actively targeting Gaddafi and the people around him. In effect, what NATO is now trying to accomplish is what we would call a regime change for all practical purposes.
Is it beyond the realm of possibility now to you that regime change might occur in the next few weeks or months?
I think regime change is inevitable in Libya. The resources that the Gaddafi government has at this particular point in time are steadily being degraded, and being degraded at a rapidly, almost an exponential rate, I would argue. But also the ability to feed the population in Tripolitania, and particularly in Tripoli, access to money to pay for the resources that he needs. And so in the end, I think the removal of the Gaddafi regime is inevitable at this point.
Yet back in March, you were on with our colleagues in Weekend Edition Sunday when the plan to enforce a no-fly zone over Libya was initiated. You said it created more problems than it solved. How do you feel about that now?
In a sense, I still feel the same way. The only positive development that we've seen so far is that the transitional government in Benghazi has been able to organize itself a bit better, is trying to build an infrastructure. But in a sense, the very basic problem remains that NATO now needs to act more forcefully to remove Gaddafi.
When you bomb a man's house, or perhaps it should be palace, do you kind of close off any possibility that he'll decide to go into exile and obviate the military campaign?
It certainly, I think, makes it much more difficult. And in a way, that scenario that even the United States was interested in, let's say about a month and a half ago, has frankly, I think, disappeared. Mm-hmm. First of all, the International Criminal Court has indicted Gaddafi, his son, and a couple of people around Gaddafi. So that means effectively that he has very, very few places that he can go. And then also the intensification of the bombing has really brought home the message that Gaddafi has kept repeating since this uprising started, that this is a kind of a Western orchestrated attempt to get at Libya's oil, to occupy Libya again. And so in a sense, for Gaddafi, this has become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And by all indications, Gaddafi and probably his family around him are indeed not showing any signs of wanting to leave Libya. And as Gaddafi himself put it, he wants to become the kind of martyr that kind of resonates with the anti-Western rhetoric that we've heard from the regime all the way going back to 1969.
And to be blunt about it, do you foresee him getting his wish in a few months?
I do. Unless something really unexpected happens, I think, as he expressed again over the last couple of days, that he is the personification of Libya as a nation. Therefore, he himself, I think, will likely not leave Libya.
Not alive, at any rate.
Exactly.
Dirk van der Walle, professor of government at Dartmouth College, thanks so much.
My pleasure.